This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
Welcome to this latest Edgar podcast, in which we greatly enjoyed speaking with Ken Powell from Kent, England, a gifted and dedicated golfer who has returned to the game recently, now as a seated player, enjoying again the benefits of the sport using a powered mobility device. Remarkably, not only playing again, but recording some superb scores off a single-figure golf handicap. You can listen to other stories of golfers who tackle life's challenges head-on and thrive through enjoying golf at www.edgargolf.com. But without further ado, let's enjoy Ken's story with Edgar here. Shaping the shots of the future, the story of Ken's golfing comeback.
Ken tells us, "I thought that was it for me. Golf was over for me. I couldn't stand, so how could I play? It's amazing how it's changed again, so you should never give up." Aged 62, Ken Powell's life was altered dramatically in 2021 when he was left paralysed from the waist down following surgery. This intelligent and witty man from the Kent coast in England will tell you that he is now able to play golf again, essentially because of his family and friends and others in the game who care, and his own determination to enjoy his life ahead. Add to that the skill and love he had developed in golf over decades, the shaping of shots and stroking of putts that are part of his DNA, and you begin to understand how his imagination was able to show him what might just be possible. After first absorbing the shocking news from the doctors 4 years ago, Ken has been busy making the practical and philosophical changes needed to first leave the hospital and survive intact mentally, before finding the focus to make continued great progress while amazing those around him. Undergoing regular physiotherapy, buying and converting a bungalow with family support, finding an adapted car and accessories to rediscover some independence, and receiving the support from fellow members at his club, North Foreland Golf Club near Broadstairs, Ken now finds himself on the fairways again, playing for 2 years in a paramotion mobility device. Remarkably, or should that read outstandingly, at the time of writing, Ken had just become a single-figure golfer again, with a handicap index of 9.5, no less, reducing from his first handicap when starting again of 27 in 2022. His secret, apart from all the guts and hard work, and the lessons from a PGA coach. He replies, "Well, I have very well educated hands right from being a boy. The hands play such an important part in the game." Encouraged by his dad, Ken started to play when he was 12 around Ramsgate, before attaining his first full handicap at 14 and playing at the legendary former Open Championship venue at Prince's. Here, those well-drilled hands were needed to make the required shots on the south coast, the punt shots into the wind, and the shaped fades and draws in the crosswinds. That knowledge and control which propels the ball where it needs to fly. You can see it from the photographs now, the hands set in the naturally good grip Ken exhibits at address. He played in teams for Kent Boys and Kent Youth, and aged 16 he travelled up to play in the British Boys Championship at Royal Liverpool in 1974. He recalls that his friend Toby beat Sandy Lyle comprehensively in the final after Ken had entrusted Toby with his hat and his 2-iron. Playing off a 4 handicap at 14 and getting as low as 2, Ken may have gone further still had he not also been mad about football. He played this in and around the Kent League for clubs like Ramsgate and Herne Bay, starting as a fleet of foot left winger, before moving into midfield and finishing as a wise old sweeper at the age of 37. In his career, Ken worked as a manager for a computer company before retiring 15 years ago. One day not long after turning 60, Ken developed a very sore back, and even walking the dog was proving difficult. A bulging disc needed treatment. Problems with an epidural led to surgery in which he suffered a spinal stroke. I never thought I'd play golf again, and I didn't want to play golf again. But then I learned about the paragolfer, and it sort of rejuvenated my thinking, says Ken. I then had so much encouragement, this proved all important. Ken is particularly grateful to Kyme and I Davis of the Shire London, who runs a charity called The Golf Trust, which focuses on getting individuals with disabilities and others out onto the golf course. Kai introduced Ken to a powered mobility device, and he has remained in touch, also helping other golfers that Ken knows. Ken says, "Life is good. I'm not one of these people who dwells on the past. I want to get on with it, and a part of that is getting out, playing golf, mixing with my friends." The 67-year-old adds, "With the paramotion machine I have, I'm held in by my knees and also a strap across the chest. This means I have rotational problems in the swing. I can't turn like another person would. Luckily, I've got well-educated hands where I can get back into the ball. I can just turn my right hand over and get a little bit of grip on it and get a little bit of draw. I probably hit the ball about 180 yards off the tee where I play in the summer, which is fabulous. It's essentially a re-education from how I used to play. But I never thought I would be reaching a lower handicap like this. I mean, that's unbelievable, so I'm really pleased. A lot of people are hitting the ball past me, but I can catch up around the greens because my short game is still quite good. So that's where the money game is. I'm quite happy with that. People don't feel sorry for me when I take their money, that's for sure, and a lot of my friends will know all about that. Ken says he still relishes the competition in golf, and after being introduced to Edgar President Tony Bennett, he soon made his debut at the Edgar Tour London Club event in 2024. "Like any golfer, I like to play well and test myself under a bit of pressure. I like to go out there and try my best. If that's not good enough, well, so be it, but it's fantastic to get out on the golf course. It's good for your well-being as well. I get great satisfaction going to bed at night and thinking about the round I played. It sends me off to sleep in a good state." Ken adds, "So anybody out there with a disability who wants to come and play golf, there's Edgar, there is the Golf Trust, England Golf, there are all sorts of people who are willing to help you and advise you about how you can actually go about playing golf." We were speaking with Ken after he had been working hard at his first England Golf Disability Squad coaching camp at Woodhall Spa in Lincolnshire, where he says he really enjoyed the learning, including the session run by England Golf strength and conditioning coach Fiona Scott. "I had thought that part of the learning might not be for me, but I actually found it inspiring," says Ken. "Fiona couldn't have been more helpful, and her expertise really got me thinking about exercises I can do to help with my whole golf swing, but also just to help me feel more toned and fit. Strength and fitness is absolutely vital for someone like me." Also looking ahead, Ken is relishing recent work with his coach, PGA professional Stephen Tiley. Stephen, known online as the Short Game Doctor, has been helping Ken to gradually extend his backswing to a better finish to then help generate more speed in the downswing and follow through. "This is helping with the issue of lack of rotation," says Ken. "These improvements are allowing me a feeling of being able to whip my hands through more at impact and extend my follow through. This can create more hand speed and therefore more distance. Steve's doing a great job for me here. When I was asking coaches for support with my game, Steve reassured me by saying decisively, 'I can help you.' I'll be working on all of this over the winter." Ken said that he'll keep up the 7:30 a.m. Saturday golf tee time with his friends. This will mean a 5 a.m. wake up in the dark winter mornings and all the preparation he needs to get ready to drive himself to the club and be on the first tee with his mates. "The great thing is I can keep working on the swing and those hands to shape the shots," says Ken. At the time of writing, Ken, who had played for his county of Kent as a boy, was readying himself to volunteer to help Kent Golf in a first go activity session for new samplers to the game who have a disability, in which he would be demonstrating how a powered mobility device can help someone to enjoy the game for the first time or, as had been in his case, return to the sport. Ken adds, "Golf has given me an immense satisfaction and a feeling of achievement. sometimes desperation, the high moments, low moments, just fantastic, to actually get out there and play, especially with friends, it's great. I will always keep trying. If you give up, well, you give up. But when you've got something to look forward to, the going out on a lovely golf course, you want to keep going. Never giving up. Ken revealed at the end of our chat that, in his time, he had won 9 club scratch championships, but didn't think he would get to win another now in a powered chair. Or will he?
Thank you for listening to this Edgar article. You can find many more stories about people who are thriving through the power of golf. Just go to www.edgargolf.com and look under Mulligan Stories on the homepage. We look forward to bringing our next edition soon.